Krishna Jaya Tan Tuma Vina Ke Dayalo Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Patita Pavana Hetu Musama Patita Prabhu Na Paiveya Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Valoka Nagara Ami Bada Dukhi Yakoro Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Yakoro Tava Kripa Pale Pai Chaitanya Nita Rupa Sanatana Rupa Raguna Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Yoga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokana Yakuro Sri Acharya Prabhu Sri Nivas Yakuro Sri Acharya Ramachandra Sangamage Narotamada Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय गौर निताय की जय वेद भक्त वृंद की जय हाय गौतम ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद This morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text number 115 to 123. Hare Krishna. So 115. It was done up to 114 last time, right? So 115. Krishna tattva bhakti tattva rasa tattva pranta. Sabu sikhailo prabhu bhagavata siddhanta. Krishna tattva bhakti tattva rasa tattva pranta sab sikhailo prabhu bhagavata siddhanta
krishna tattva bhakti tattva rasa tattva pranta
कृष्ण तत्व भक्ति तत्व रस तत्व प्रांत सब सिखाइल प्रभु भागवत सिद्धांत कृष्ण तत्व भक्ति तत्व रस तत्व प्रांत सिखाइल प्रभु भागवत सिद्धांत कृष्ण तत्व भक्ति तत्व रस तत्व प्रांत सब सिखाइल प्रभु भागवत सिद्धांत कृष्ण तत्व भक्ति तत्व रस तत्व प्रांत सब सिखाइल प्रभु भागवत सिद्धांत कृष्ण तत्व वन ऑफ ऑफ द ट्रूथ अबाउट लॉर्ड कृष्णा Bhakti Tattva of the truth about devotional service, Rasa Tattva of the truth about transcendental mellows, Pranta, the ultimate limit, Sabha, all, Sikhailo, taught, Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavata Siddhanta, the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sri Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the truth about devotional service, and the truth about transcendental mellows, consummating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we can go up to, next is 116. Ramananda Pasa Jato Siddhanta Sunila. रूपे कृपा करे ताहा सब संचारिला Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Rai and duly empowered him so that he could understand them. 117. Sri Rupa Hridaye Prabhu Shakti Sancharila. सर्वतत्व निरूपण प्रवीण करिला By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truth. He made him an experienced devotee whose conclusions correctly agreed with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Sri Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Personally empowered. Purport here. The principles of devotional service are only apparently under the jurisdiction of material activity. To be rightly guided, one must be personally guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the case with Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and other acharyas. I try to understand this. Still, I'd like to ask you, what does it mean? The principles of devotional service are only apparently under the jurisdiction of material activity. The principles of devotional service are only apparently under the jurisdiction of material activity, but they are transcendental. It looks like that the mundane activity. So ultimately, it is a transcendental activity. Okay, so 118. Sivananda Senir Putra Kavikarnapura. रूपेर मिलन स्वग्रंथे लिखिया छे प्रचुर। In his book, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, Kavi Karnapur, the son of Sivananda Sen, has elaborately described the meeting between Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kavi Karnapur wrote the Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya. Yeah, there are two of them, right? Gorganadesa and Chaitanya Charita? Gorganadestipika, Radha Krishna, yeah, anyway. Kavi Karnapur. So in that way, Kavi Karnapur, the name is very meaningful. Kavi means poet. Right? In Bengal, the physician, especially Ayurvedic physician, called Kaviraj. I was always wondering why they are called Kaviraj, they are not any poet. This will be Vaidyaraj, right? Appropriate for them, the Vaidyaraj. So why they are called Kaviraj? Nobody could understand. Yeah, some people have, but it just became kind of title of the physician, Ayurvedic physician. The Kaviraj has come. There was a, in Prabhupada's pastime, there was a Kaviraj from Holy Bazaar, Holy, Loy Market, Loy Bazaar. now in Calcutta, there is one doctor, Ayurvedic doctor from South India. Well, they are not from Bengal tradition. So they husband and wife, they become an Ayurvedic physician. So sometimes they come to Mayapur and offer their service, like the seminar. They all call, like, Kaviraj is coming. Kaviraj is coming. He's going to see some, sing some poetry. Yeah, it has become, unknowingly that becomes, it becomes title too, somewhere. So Kavi Karnapur, he was named properly, he was a poet, so he could do poetry. So Kavi Karnapur. So in his books, he describes the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Rupa Goswami. See text number 119. कालीन वृंदा वन केली वार्ता लुप्ते दिताम ख्यापयितुं विशिष्य कृपामृते नाभिशिष्ये च देव तत्रैव रूपं च सनातनं च। Translation. In the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag empowered Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out his work in Vrindavan. The purport is short. This verse and the following two verses are from Act 9, 38, that didn't make sense to me. It's supposed to be 28, right? 28, 29, and 30. But it's, I think so. And how come 38? How come 38 first? 38, 29, 30. It might be 28. Chaitanya Chandrodaya by Sri Kavi Karnapur. So it seemed to be the very very primary theme of this chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 19, the title, The Lord Instructs Sri Rupa Goswami. And in the beginning of this chapter, Kavi Goswami. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, not Kavi Karnapur. Kaviraj Goswami has given the invocation. Very similar words there he quotes. Kalena Vrindavana Vrindavaniyam Rasakeli Vartam Kalena Luptam Nija Shakti Mutka Sancharya Rupe Vyatanot Punasya Prabhu Vidhu Praviva Loka Srishtim. So that is the very first invocation sloka for this chapter. And so that there he describes how what is going to be in this chapter. So this is a very, very similar sloka to the Kavi Charanapur. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Vrindavaniyam Rasa Keli Vartam, the pastimes in Vrindavan, the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. Kalina Luptam, in due course of time they were disappearing. And then Nija Shaktim Utkaha, the Lord was very enthusiastic to bring it up. Therefore, Sancharya Rupe. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he empowered that Shakti, the power, the energy in or within Rupa Goswami, and that way, Vyatanot Punasa. So, again, that the past times of the Rasakheli. Of Krishna, Radha Krishna, pastimes of Radha and Krishna became popular, became known to everyone else in the world. So how that was done? And then he gives an example. Prabhu, Vidhu, Prag, Ivaloka Srishtim. Prag means in the beginning of the creation. The Lord, Supreme Personality of God, had inspired Lord Brahma into creation. How inspired? He gave some knowledge. He gave a lot of knowledge, of course. Tene Brahmarita. So the Bhagavatam, the very first sloka from Bhagavatam shows that Tene, he expanded aware in Hrida, through the heart, the Lord. Through the heart, he expanded that knowledge in the heart of Brahma. Brahma means the Vedic knowledge. Adikavi is Brahma. Adikavi is Brahma, it means the very, very beginning. The first poet, actually. The first poet, because he sang the whole chapter of Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And also in Bhagavad, there are long prayers how Brahma has the power of reciting poetries from his heart. So we can see in Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, this invocation of Brahma Sangita, saying that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is known to be Govinda. And he is Parama Ishvara, is supreme absolute truth. And his body, he is embodiment of Satchit Ananda, the eternity, knowledge and bliss. And he is Anadi, he has no cause, but he is cause of everything, cause of causes. Cause of all causes, right? He is cause of all causes. Anadi, Adi, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. And then right after that, and more explanation goes on in Brahma Sangita that we are reading in morning, 5x5 slokas every morning, right? So between that Ishvara Parama Krishna and the Chintamani Prakarasad, so there are how many? 29? Yeah. 29, okay, Chintamani up to Sri Akanta Kanta, there are more, maybe around 30 slokas. But between Ishvara Parama Krishna is the first sloka and Chintamani is 29th sloka. So between there, the whole philosophy is summarized very explicitly. So that is, that's the Adikavi. In literary world, Adikavi is not Maharshi. Says Valmiki is known to be Adikavi. Adikavi Valmiki. Valmiki is the first one who wrote the book. Is that right? Or Vyasa wrote the book. anyway, so Adikavi Valmiki we know. But then here Adikavi refers to Lord Brahma. He is the first one who expanded this knowledge, which was received by from through the Lord. So, Prabhur Vidhu, so this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Vidhu, Vidhu means Lord Brahma, because Vidhi also called Vidhata. Vidhata means he is the what is it called? Bhagya Vidhata. He is making he is preparing your providence. He is preparing your providence according to the karma. So, all living entities at the end of at the dissolution, right? So all living entities go back to Mahavishnu. And then, and next time when this creation starts, and they all coming out, depending on, or based on their previous karma. So Brahmaji makes all that arrangement. Who supposed to be human being? Who's supposed to be cow? Who's supposed to be buffalo? Who's supposed to be born as grasshopper? So he's deciding from there. So in that way, Adi. Kabi. So Prabhur Vidhu Prag Iva Loka Srishna, because he has to do creation. So in creation there are varieties of living entities. So how the varieties of living entities come based on their own previous karma. Somebody has done such karma, such one becomes tiger, he is given birth as tiger, somebody is coming as a cow. Anyway, those all these things. So as Lord Krishna, as the Lord prepared Brahma, giving all this knowledge how to do creation, and the second chapter, and the second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Lord Brahma appeared from the navel, how is that called? Navi Hridayam Bhujam Asit, Brahma Lokapitamaha. So, from the lotus noble, the lotus grew, and then it fructified up there as a flower. Between the flower, there was Brahma. Right? And Brahma appeared, and he could see nothing else, just the water only. There was nobody. Where I come from? I don't know where I come from. Kashma. So, and then he sees nothing. And then he heard a sound. And then very interesting, the Sukadeva Goswami describes, sparsheshu yat sodasam ekavimsam. Sparsheshu yat sodasam ekavimsam niskinchana nam nripa yat dhanam vidu. The wealth of niskinchana, pure devotees, is what? Is tapa. So that sound he heard, as the indication was that the sound was 16th letter and the 21st letter of Sparsha. It's very complicated for those who are not knowing the Sanskrit alphabet. In the Sanskrit alphabet, so the ka to ma, they are called Sparshas, because each time you say ka, ka, ga, 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 your tongue is touching some part of the body inside mouth, some part of mouth. Ka, ka, ga, 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 the tongue is touching the back of that, back of the tongue, palate. Ka, ka, ga, 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 this is coming from throat, the sound coming. And cha, cha, ja, ja, ya, and the tongue is touching on the upper part of the mouth inside. So it's called talu. Ta, 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 these are hard sound. Ta, ta, da, da, na. It's called murdha, murdhanya, and ta ta da da na. These sounds are coming when you touch the teeth with your tongue. Ta ta da da na, like that. So and pa pa is the tongue and the lips only touching each other. Pa pa ba ba ma. So these are sparshas. And among these sparsha, pick up the 16th and 21st, that comes ta and pa. So that is the sound Brahma heard. Sukadeva Goswami doesn't say directly tapa, he heard. These points are like this. So Brahma heard that and he became immersed in tapa austerity for how many years? Sahasrayuga Paryam. One hundred years? His years. Na Sahasrayuga Paryantam. So, anyway, so after being submerged in such a great austerity and tapasya, or meditation, Prabhupada mentioned that that was his devotional service. So with that, Lord was pleased and he appeared in front of him and he shook his hands with Brahma. So the Prabhupada comments on that, the Brahma was in the mood of friendship with Krishna, with the Lord. Therefore, they could shake hands. Okay, yeah. So, then Brahma presented his four inquiries. So the Prabhupada writes in the purport. The first question is, what are the forms of the Lord both in matter and in transcendence? That's the first question. And then the second question is, how are the different energies of the Lord working? And the third question, how does the Lord play with his different energies? How the different energies are working. And the fourth question, how may I be instructed to discharge the duty entrusted to me? The duty you have given me, how I will accomplish. So then, Lord says, before he gives this four, Chatushloki Bhagavatam. The Chatushloki Bhagavatam, the Lord then starts speaking, says, Jnanam paramaguhyam me yad vijnana samanvitam sarahasyam tadangam cha grihana garitam maya. I'm speaking to you. Now you please accept. Knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential. And it has to be realized in conjugation with devotional service. With conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that purpose is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. So, Grihana Gaditam Maya. So, I'm speaking to you. You accept. Please accept. So, Sarahasyam, Prabhupada mentions that Sarahasyam means devotional service. Rahasyam, Raha means something hidden. So, Rahasyam is something that is hidden, very much hidden. And in Bhakti Shastri course, it was explained to us that the Bhakti Yoga in Bhagavad Gita comes in middle chapters, 6 to 12. Why? It is hidden part of the knowledge. Bhakti Yoga, very secret, like a sandwich, you know. The first part of Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, is Karma Yoga. Karmanai Vaisan Siddhi Masita Janakadaya Loka Sangrama Evapi Sampasan Kartama. As Krishna inducing you to do the karma, because Janaka, such a great rishi, is also they are perfected by doing karma. So much of karma yoga within bhakti yoga. So then chapter 7 to 12 is bhakti yoga, you know. Maya Shaktamana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madasra Asamsayam Samagramam Yathagyasasi, that's Srinu. As you will know me by being attached to me and thinking of me, I will tell you. Now you listen. So that goes on. And then towards the end is Jnana Yoga, 13 to 18. So therefore, because bhakti is so secret, so valuable, Therefore, it was not given throughout the Bhagavad Gita, but that was in middle portion. So, the top portion is karma, the lower portion is jnana, the middle portion is bhakti. So, in this way, the sandwich is made. Somebody is very clever, you can simply take the middle part of the sandwich and be satisfied. Why bother with this, the top and bottom? But to be nourished and be satisfied more being be filled. Then you have to take the whole package, sandwich. So in that way, the rahasyam means devotional service because it's very much hidden and it is not known to anybody. Not known to anybody, unless one practices, unless one surrenders to Krishna, unless one accepts the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, in the very first commentary, the purport of Bhagavad Gita, he writes that if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita, one must accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, theoretically. At least. If one theoretically accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then reading Bhagavad Gita is meaningful and he can understand. Otherwise, no problem. Srila Prabhupada gives an example like the politician read Bhagavad Gita and they translate or they comment according to their own whim. And Apatata Prabhu used to say that. Anybody may explain Bhagavad Gita, and one rikshawala will write to Bhagavad Gita, and he will make everybody rikshawala. A pure devotee writes Bhagavad Gita, and then by reading the Bhagavad Gita, many people become devotees of Krishna. That's the effect. And one politician writes Bhagavad Gita, then by reading that Bhagavad Gita, people may become more and more into politics. So the effect of reading Bhagavad Gita, given by pure devotee, is that you become pure devotee. I mean, you become devotee of Krishna. So in that way, Prabhur Vidho Prag Iva Loka Srishtam, to induce Brahma, in order to create, continue the sub-creation, the Lord has prepared him giving the necessary paraparinidhiya. Knowledge of paraparinidhiya. So similarly here, kalena vrindavana keli varta lupteti tam khyapayitam vishishya. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could see that the pastimes of Krishna has been disappeared and it's been already talking about. One time Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj said that Krishna was not so much known. There were very few temples in India of that has worship of Krishna. Even then, they didn't have Radharani. People have doubts about the existence of Radharani, and they have so many questions, and then nobody was worshipping Radharani. This is the contribution that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made is known to the world, what is Krishna, what is Radharani. Only after that, the Radha Krishna temples were established and worship was continued. Before that was the Lakshmi Narayan temples, Lakshmi Narayan is very known. And in South India, you'll see many Lakshmi Narayan temples, Vishnu temples. In Kathmandu, there is one temple called Krishna temple in Patan. The Krishna temple, Krishna, the deity, is carved out of Shaligram Shila. And there is no Radharani. Because they don't know. So, lupteti tam khyapayitam vishishya. So, Lord Chaitanya wanted to make this secret known to the world. Therefore, vishishya, specifically, kripamritena abhishishaja. By the nectar of his mercy, he watered or he spread this energy in empowered that energy in Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accomplished his desire of making Krishna, Radha Krishna Lila, known to the world. In the next text, 120. Okay, this is a long sloka. Let me sing it, and if we can figure the tone. Okay.
Yah prageva priya guna ganai gaada baddho pi mukto.
Can you sing? Huh? Okay, I'll just sing it. No. This is called Malini Chanda. Malini Chanda. You know, every meter has a name. This is called Malini. Yeah.
Yah prageva priya guna ganai gaada baddho pi mukto. Gihadhyasa drasaiva paro murta eva pyamurta prema lape dridatara parishwangarangai prayage tam sri rupam samamanupame nanu jagraha deva.
Yeah, okay.
Yah prageva priya guna ganai gaada baddho pi mukto. Gihadhyasa drasaiva paro murta eva pyamurta prema lape dridatara pari swangarangai prayage tam sri rupam samamanupame nanu jagraha deva.
Thank you. That's nice. It's like what's called Dravida Prabhu sings Barhapidam Natavarva, it's the same tone. Yeah, same tone.
Barhapidam Natavarva,
that's the tone. Same meter. He sings really fast. Barhapidam Natavarva, Barhapidam. The meter. No. No, Sriya Kanta Kanta is Shikarini Chanda. Shikarini, like a. Yeah. Shikarini is Jagannatha Swami.
Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatume, Sriya Kanta Kanta, Paramapurusha Kalpa Tarabo.
Janmadyasha is Sardula Vikriditam. Sardula Vikriditam. It's called Lion's Plane. Play of lion. Lion. Yeah. Chardu. So then Madhyasa is the same tone as Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Vidha Nartana Parav. And Chetu Darpana Marjanam Bhavanam. So, yeah, these are not rare, they are there all over the place. if you know the meter, the symptom of meter and the name of the meter, then you know by looking at it you know what is this. You know. So then you know how to sing.
Translation, from the very beginning,
Sri Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he was permanently relieved from the family life. Sri Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Ballava were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in his transcendental eternal form at Prayag, he told Rupa Goswami about transcendental ecstatic love of Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all his mercy upon him. So there is the... This is written by Kavi Karnapur.
He was situated...
In Prayag, there is a specific deity called Bindu Madhav, or Beni Madhav, that we talked about in Prayag. Deity of the Lord is being presided there from time immemorial. What is deity? Beni Madhav or Bindu Madhav, one of those, I forgot.
Bindu Madhav? Yeah. So Lord is presided there. Then, of course, Lord Chaitanya is there. Lord Chaitanya personally is there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants the world to know what is the specific quality of Krishna, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and therefore, he has to empower Rupa Goswami to expand this, you know, as it mentioned in Bhagavatam, Krishnastha Bhagavan Swayam, how, you know, people are still not knowing that many professional Bhagavatam reciters, they speak Bhagavatam, and Krishnastha Bhagavan Swayam is given right in the beginning, first canto, third chapter, people just jump over and they say, okay, Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is avatar. It's going on still. Yeah.
So although he's already perceived to do it,
yeah.
Still he's asking
yes. to do it. Yeah. So therefore, you know, Krishna could create everything what he can do by his thought only he can do so many things. Why you have to empower Brahma to do that sort of thing? So therefore, yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he opened 64 mats in India. Why not all over the worldwide? He could do. He had to specifically choose someone, empower Srila Prabhupada to do international society, to establish international society all over the world. Hare Krishna. Krishna comes at the end.
So
yeah. Yeah, 24 of them. So anyway, so the Vishnu Tattva. Yeah. And we talk about Vishnu Tattva, everyone, all the Vishnu Tattvas are same, right? So, and then what is a specific qualities in Krishna? Then we know that Krishna is special because Krishna has these four special qualities, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, and Prema Madhuri. So therefore, this is none of the Vishnu Tattvas have all these, you know, maybe small particle.
And there is Rupa Goswami.
Yes. So therefore, Rupa Goswami was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and similarly, Sanatana Goswami. Next is 122. Priya swarupe daita swarupe prema swarupe sahaja virupe nijana rupe prabhure garupe tatana rupe svabilasa rupe. This is the ornamentation of the poetry in Sanskrit. When you use the same word repeatedly, but they have, every time you have different meaning. Yeah. Yeah. And also, if you repeat the same letter again and again, that's also ornamentation. And the same word again and again with different meaning is ornamentation. And the same phrase again, that also many times that this happens. And all, you know, very often you can see that the special poetry, that shloka, where the same letter is repeated many times. And very often, in this way you can also see that the end of each line is rhymed. That makes more beautiful. And in Valmiki Ramayana, Valmiki Muni, puts this kind of poetry in Sundarkanda, where Hanuman is going to find Sita in Lanka. So his poetry there is very rhyming, each line. Now, otherwise in Sanskrit you don't find those rhyming words at the end of the line. That's how it's called, also called Sundara Kanda. Sundara, beautiful. Yeah. So here is, you can see the rhyming words, Priya Swarupe, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahajabi Rupe, Nijan Rupe, Prabhurek Rupe, Tatan Rupe, Sabilas Rupe. The translation here is, indeed, Sri Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He was carefully followed, he very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Sri Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. So one of his literature was... Hare Krishna. He wrote many, many books. One of those literature was Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava is a drama. And based on that drama, he made Natak Chandrika. There's another book, Natak Chandrika. And Natak Chandrika, he's quoting this sloka based on different situation. Scenario from Lalita Madhava, and he gives the principles of nataka, a drama, how a drama is performed, the whole from beginning to the end, how a director should be, how the actor should be, how the other people, how the audience should be, all that thing is given in Nataka Chandrika. I translated that Nataka Chandrika and gave it to Gurukul to publish, but it never came out. Actually, it was GBC, what's it called, Vande group. They wanted to have it translated, and then I did it. I was paid for that anyway. Then at the end, they were not able to afford it, and then they stopped paying me, and then I just completed and gave to Gurukul. Ehi mata karna pura likhe sthane sthane prabhu kripa kaila jaise rupa sanatane. The characteristic of Sri Rupa Goswami have thus been described in various places by the poet Kavi Karnapur. An account has also being given of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy upon Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Srila Sanatana Goswami. One more, 123. Mahaprabhu jato bada bada bhakta matra Rupa Sanatana Savar Kripa Gaurava Patra. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were the object of love and honor for all the great stalwart devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshyamena suive jnanam vijnana sahitam yajnata moksha sheshubha. Jnanam vijnana sahitam along with practical knowledge. The knowledge along with practical knowledge. Practical application. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bhakshyame sheshate yajnatva bhuyo neha bhuyo ne jnatavyam avasheshate. So this knowledge I will tell you. Yes. Sarvaguyatam. I mean, these are still important. I mean, they're still important because it is not ordinary karma and jnana mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Although it is karma, the first portion is karma, still within that karma, bhakti is hidden. And last part is jnana, even that within that jnana, bhakti is hidden. Therefore, these are still considered important. And these are the ones who are keeping secret of bhakti in the middle portion. So it is not simply karma and jnana, it is bhakti misra karma and bhakti misra jnana. Summary of the contents.
Yeah, that's
how Prabhupada said. Nice. Okay, any questions, comments, corrections?
This is not working in the life.
Gotta graduate Guru.
Louder.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Sadhrupa Goswami genius. It is said that Raghunath Goswami, one of the Goswami, he would take this little Madhav and cry, run out all over the forest. Raghunath Goswami. Then seeing that situation, Rupa Goswami wrote again another, what, Dankali Kaumudi? Yeah, to pacify him. Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Okay.